This is Dean Blandino, Vice President of Officiating for the NFL. In this video, we're going to talk about the 2013 rules changes. The first change prohibits delivering a forcible blow with the top crown of the helmet outside of the tackle box. So let's define the tackle box first. So that's going to be tackle to tackle, so the outside frame of the tackle, going all the way back to the offensive end line and then extending 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. So that's the tackle box. This area here, the rule does not apply. It only applies outside this area. So if we get outside the tackle or if we get more than 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, that's where the rule will apply in those areas. So let's talk about the process that we're looking for. Three parts we're looking for, and here we're talking about the back. We're looking for the player to square up, line up his opponent. Then we're going to look for him to lower his head. And then the last part of it is deliver a forcible blow with the top crown of the helmet. So we have to have all three parts of the process in order for this to be a foul. We're going to have 2 to 3 sets of eyes looking at these types of plays. So here, from an officiating standpoint, a coverage standpoint, we should have the line of scrimmage official, whether that's the head linesman or the line judge. We should have the downfield official, the side judge or the field judge, and then the back judge looking at this action. So we should have, in this instance, 3 sets. We'll have at least 2 sets of eyes in other situations looking at this type of play. We're going to encourage our officials, if there's a flag down, to get together, conference, and make sure all 3 parts of the process were met in order for it to be a foul. So that's how the play will be officiated. You can see here, player again, he's going to lower his head, line up his opponent, lower his head, and deliver a blow with the top crown of the helmet. You'll see a couple looks at it. Again, delivering that forcible blow with the top crown of the helmet. This will also apply to the defense. So here we're looking at this defender. He's going to line up the opponent, line up the running back. He's going to lower his head, and he's going to deliver a forcible blow with the crown of the helmet. This will be a foul in 2013. Going to get a replay, lowering the head, using the top crown of the helmet to deliver the forcible blow. This rule is designed not only to protect the player who's being hit, but also the player delivering the blow. We look at these types of acts, this technique. It's dangerous. The player delivering the blow is putting himself in a vulnerable position for neck and spine injuries. So we want to get this technique out of the game. It's not, coaches don't coach this. And so we feel like by putting a rule in that will, again, along with the coaches coaching not to do it, putting the rule in will also push us towards getting the technique out of the game completely. Talk about how what the enforcement for the foul is. So this is the play I showed previously. The foul will occur at the 36-yard line. The run will end at the 40. So this is a spot foul in this situation. The foul will be enforced from the 36. We'll go 15 yards back to the 21. It will remain second down. We'll replay the down. The line of game was the 41. We're going back to the 21. It'll be second and 20 from the 21. So it'll be a spot foul. If the foul occurs at the 36 and the run ends at the 32, then it's a dead ball spot enforcement. So it'll go back from the dead ball spot back 15 yards. If, let's say, the back went for 40 yards and the foul occurs 40 yards downfield, a spot foul will go 15 yards from the spot of the foul, and it will remain a first down because when the ball was moved back, it was still beyond the line to gain. So it'll be first and 10, but 15 yards back from where the foul occurred. If the foul is on the defense, let's say this is on the defense at the 36 and the run ends at the 40, it's a tack on. We're going to go 15 yards from the 40 to the in this situation to the Eagles 45-yard line. So that's the enforcement in this situation for this foul. Let's talk about legal plays. These are examples of legal plays. And here we're talking about angles. We're talking about the back is trying to get to the goal line. The defender is trying to get to the spot where he thinks the back is going to be and knock him out of bounds. So neither player is lining up the player, squaring up and lining him up. They're trying to get to a point. The back is going to lower his head, try to get small, protect himself, protect the football. The defender is trying to go low to meet him, to get his pad level low. We don't have a foul in this situation. These are the types of plays that we're going to show the officials to make sure that they understand. The back can still lower his head. He's lowering his head, trying to protect himself, trying to absorb the blow with his shoulder. The defender's coming in, making contact with the face mask, keeping the head up. trying to get his body low, trying to get the pad level low. That's a legal play. We're going to show a lot of examples of legal plays to both the officials and the players and coaches so that we're all on the same page. Here, again, the back, you can lower your head. Trying to lower the shoulder, the head is going to come down when we understand that, the mechanics of it. But again, not delivering a blow with the crown of the helmet. You'll see a replay of this. The back is going, he's trying to protect the football. He's trying to get through that gap. He's going to lower his head, but he's going to deliver the blow with the shoulder and not with the helmet. That's a legal play. It's an effective play, delivering the blow with the shoulder, not the crown of the helmet. So that's legal. Just want to talk about the tackle box. Remember, it has to be clearly outside the box. So here's the tackle box. Looks like on this side, the tackle box is almost a little bit further than halfway towards the hash. So remember, that act would have to be clearly outside of it. This contact occurs right on the edge of the tackle box. That would not be considered outside the tackle box. So that's the key there. It has to be clearly outside the box. And if it's right on the edge, it's not going to be considered outside the box. And then at the goal line, remember, inside the tackles at the goal line, it's all going to be legal for this rule. So again, we understand we're in a goal line situation. The back is going to try to either, he's going to try to either dive or get small, go low. The defender's going to try to meet him. This is legal because it occurs in the tackle box. It's not more than 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. So in this situation, it's legal. In order for the rule to apply, it would have to be outside the tackles when we get down here by the goal line. The next rule change that has to do with player safety deals with the field goal and extra point formation. So this change will prohibit the defensive team from lining up more than 6 players on the line of scrimmage on either side of the snapper. So you can see here Dallas has 7 players on the line of scrimmage on one side of the snapper. That will not be legal in 2013. That will be an illegal formation, a 5-yard penalty, a live ball foul. We're going to let the play go and then enforce the penalty after the play. It's not a dead ball foul prior to the snap. So can't have more than 6 on the line of scrimmage on either side of the snapper. You can have 6 here, and then if you want to have 7 and 8 back off the line, that's okay. But you can't have more than 6 on the line of scrimmage. The no change to the formation on the snapper. You have to be outside the frame of the snapper. The other part of this rule that if the offense shifts, if they go to some kind of an unusual formation, not your standard field goal extra point formation, then the rule will no longer apply. You can then cover the snapper. You can have more than 6 on either side of the snapper on the line of scrimmage if they shift to something other than a normal field goal extra point formation. Okay, so that's the rule change. That's one part of this rule change. Next part of this change prohibits pushing from the second level into the offensive formation. So the defensive players will not be able to push the down lineman into the offensive formation. What we're going to see here is in this group, you're going to basically have a 4-on-1, and you're going to watch what happens. There's a potential for injury here. This is a dangerous technique. We don't want this in the game. So this will be a foul, a 15-yard penalty for unnecessary roughness when this occurs. Again, a live ball foul, and it will be an automatic first down for the offense. Next part of this change eliminates the ability for the defense to go low. Prior to 2013, players on the defensive team on scrimmage kicks could go low. They could go low on or inside the tight end. So you could go low on the guard, the tackle, the tight end. You couldn't go low on the snapper, but you could go low on these other players. Now this rule change will prohibit that. If you go low, you're going to watch what happens here. This player is going to go low on the tight end. That will be illegal in 2013. Not legal in 2013. That will be a 15-yard penalty, just like other low blocks on change of possession plays, a 15-yard penalty against the defense. And again, an automatic first down for the offense. And then the last part of this change makes the snapper a defenseless player. So just like the quarterback in the act of throwing a pass, a receiver attempting to catch the pass, the snapper becomes defenseless, gets defenseless player protections. He cannot be hit in the head or neck, and he can't be hit with the crown, forehead, hairline parts of the helmet anywhere on the body. So as long as he's in this defenseless posture, snapping the football, He cannot be hit in those two areas with the head or neck or with the helmet. So what we were seeing is we prohibited players from lining up on the snapper, but we were giving basically line up on the guard and come down and crash down on the snapper. Now, when he's in this defenseless posture, you can't hit him in the head or neck, and you can't use the helmet. This would be not legal in 2013. This would, again, be a 15-yard penalty for unnecessary roughness, just like a hit on a defenseless receiver, and it would be an automatic first down for the offense. The next rule change makes the peel back block not legal in the tackle box. So prior to this change, the rule was you start in the tackle box, and here we're going to look at the left guard. Start in the tackle box, move outside the box, approach your opponent from behind or the side, and then block low, below the waist, back towards your end line. So that's the rule as it was in 2012. Now this change will make this block illegal in the tackle box. So it will not be legal in the tackle box. So it's basically not legal anywhere on the field. This is a dangerous block. We feel that the players have other options. Again, you're going to watch the left guard here make this block. This was a block that was not legal in 2012 because it occurred outside the box. It resulted in an injury, a season-ending injury, and that's something the concern by the committee and the coaches subcommittee and the players was that had this block occurred a couple of yards this way in the box, it would have been legal, and I don't think anybody thinks that this block has any place in our game. So this foul, this will be a foul anywhere on the field when the blocker approaches his opponent from the side or behind, blocks below the waist back towards his own end line. That's the key. It will not be legal anywhere on the field. So this is an example of a play that was legal in 2012 and now will not be legal in 2013. Here's the right tackle. He's going to make that block in the tackle box. That will not be legal in 2013. We feel that this player, he doesn't have to go low. He can wall him off. He can go high. He doesn't have to make that block that way. So now that's not legal. 15-yard penalty for an illegal peelback block anywhere on the field as long as they're going back towards their own end line. Okay, the next change, this does not have to do with player safety. This is the modification to the tuck rule. So previously, the rule was if the hand came forward with control of the football, it was a forward pass until the player actually was able to tuck the ball all the way back into his body. The change will be now once the player begins to tuck the ball back towards his body, any loss of control will be a fumble. So here's an example of an incomplete pass in 2012 that will still be an incomplete pass. The hand is coming forward. He's not attempting to tuck the ball back towards his body. He's getting contacted. The ball comes out in that forward passing motion. This is still an incomplete pass. This is still an incomplete pass in 2013. Here's the change. Two examples. Quarterback starting to bring the ball back towards his body. Now, once he loses control after starting the tuck, we have a fumble. So this was an incomplete pass in 2012. It will be a fumble in 2013. Again, same thing. Quarterback starting the tuck, starts to bring the ball back to his body. The ball comes out after the tuck action began. That is a fumble in 2013. The reason for the change, the tuck rule, there was a bright line. We felt that the bright line helped in officiating the play, that you had to bring it all the way back to the body. When we instituted the rule last year on turnover plays being automatically reviewed by the replay official, the ability to review it in replay allows us to slow it down and really determine when that tuck starts. We were officiating these plays as fumbles on the field. We were reversing them in replay. The committee felt now that we're able to review all of these plays because of the turnover rule, we can actually look and see when the tuck started. And I think everybody felt that once the player starts to bring the ball back to his body, he's no longer attempting to throw a forward pass, and any subsequent loss of control should be a fumble. Okay, the last rules change involves the instant replay system. So this was the play from Thanksgiving last year. Ruling on the field was a touchdown. So we know after a scoring play, after a turnover, at any point throughout the game, only the replay official can initiate a review of the play. Detroit challenged this play. They were not allowed to challenge this play. And so the penalty at the time was the play could not be reviewed, and it was a 15-yard penalty against Detroit. Everyone felt that that was a pretty drastic penalty for throwing your flag when you're not supposed to. We have an officiating mistake. We want to be able to fix it. So the change this year If this happens again, the play will still be reviewed. So if the coach throws his flag after a scoring play, a turnover, inside of 2 minutes, the play will still be reviewed by the replay official. But if the team who throws the flag has a timeout remaining, which Detroit does, they will automatically be charged that timeout. Okay, they don't get that timeout back regardless of the result of the review. If they have a timeout remaining, they've basically thrown the flag, they get the timeout taken away. They don't get it back. If they don't have a timeout remaining, it will be a 15-yard penalty. It will be a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. So this happens again, we will review the play. We'll bring it back to the 26-yard line, and Detroit will lose a timeout. Had Detroit not had a timeout, we would have brought it back to the 26-yard line and tacked on 15 against Detroit. So that's the change. The play will still be reviewed, but you either lose a timeout or it costs you 15 yards when you throw the flag and you're not supposed to. And then the last part of the replay change allows us to review an incomplete pass downfield when there's a clear recovery in that continuing action. So this play was not reviewable. If the ruling on the field downfield was incomplete, then the defense could not get the ball. It was the one situation where the defense could still not challenge. Now the defense can challenge this, and if this truly is a catch fumble, control, 2 feet, element of time, and they recover the football in that continuing action, Jacksonville can challenge, get the football. There's no advance allowed, but they can get the football. So now we can review this play, make it what it is if it was a catch fumble, and give the ball to the defense. So really there's no other situation now in replay where we can't give the ball to the defense. The down by contact, we can do it with a clear recovery, quarterback pass fumble, stepping out of bounds, and now the incomplete pass downfield. That's the rule changes for 2013. Appreciate your attention, and let us know if you have any questions. Thanks.